Huh? Oh, you are not ready. Unstoppable dynasty. Young Hova.
Welcome to You Bet It's In Yet with Matt Shells.
Some people have to make things. I've got to ruin them.
Ryan Fitzgerald.
Maytay Coco.
That means I love you with Furby.
Ryan Mercier.
What's your names? How many relatives do you have? Where do you work? Whereabouts do you live?
This is dead air.
Dead air is gold.
But don't bullshit me. Come on, give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff. When you're with me
in the system. It's time for emails. Emails.
Okay. I don't even care what order this is in, but...
Let's go back to the beginning.
Well, not even that. We have to get the answer because people have now been waiting for 2 weeks, including us.
The answer to the guess who we played
guess
last
who
week.
From Dave. I don't even remember our answers, but the correct answer
is Ryan. Nope. Ryan. Close. Matt. No. It was Gilda Radner.
Oh,
it was so obvious.
One.
How did we not get it?
That's a
that
good
was
one.
My next guess.
Gilda Radner.
Gilda.
Yeah.
Gilda.
What did,
the Good Witch of Radner's.
What did what?
Which Ryan's? Which Ryan was close?
Obviously, I was closer.
Yeah, I mean...
But he pointed at me when he said Ryan.
That's what Matt pointed... Yeah, Matt pointed at you first and then me second.
No, he pointed at you first and then
I wasn't
second.
Even looking.
Third base!
But we have... We actually have more than...
We have
then
like
a couple
like,
emails.
Like 7 emails. I feel like we're so popular.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Dave. We'll try again next time.
Yep. Yep. Okay.
All right. Let's start with.
Yeah, you can start
from
wherever.
I got a 123greetings.com. Jacarzy at gmail.com has sent us a Valentine's Day e card.
Good.
Jacarzy, what could that mean?
Sounds like somebody's got to look up the forget me nows and listen to them all the time.
It's a.
Jacarzy.
We have a picture of a very fat and ugly
Cupid
firing an arrow, and it says, "Happy Valentine's Day. I love you, but only one of you, so you'll have to decide for yourselves which one that is. Let me know, John Wayne."
Let me see the picture.
So
oh, that's good.
This is good.
Is the picture a clue?
It's
pointing at me when you turned it on. It was shooting the arrow at me.
Oh, they love Ryan.
Oh, no.
Not me. Well, thanks. Jacarzy was the name?
Jacarzy at gmail.com.
It was John Wayne.
Oh, yeah, it was from John Wayne.
Thank you, John
that
Wayne.
That is his email address. Look up the forget me nows.
All right, we have got an email from Dave the Baller Schwaller.
Good.
Topic
we
is
never
for
get
Shizzle.
Those.
This is a many part question.
Okay.
Let's start with what is your favorite color? Explain thoroughly.
Who do you want to start?
Yeah.
Green wins.
Yeah, it's green.
I don't have one.
You actually don't have a favorite
no,
color?
No, I think having a favorite color is stupid.
Would you say clear then?
No. No.
Wow.
Why are you against favorite colors?
Wow.
I don't know.
What the hell, man?
It's just such a stupid question. Like, really?
Okay, wait.
I think you just don't have one, and that's fine.
No. Let me put it in perspective for you.
Okay.
You go to Walmart.
Okay.
And... They have those, like, that dollar bins and stuff like that.
Yeah.
There's a thing of erasers. Which eraser do you choose? What color?
Mm-hmm.
What color would you choose?
Probably the first one I pick up.
That's not true.
Maybe bright
Nobody
pink.
Does that.
Oh, it's so cool. He
bright pink?
Like colors.
Maybe.
You're going to go retro?
Because, well, no, not eraser pink, bright pink.
Oh, okay. So because hot pink is your favorite color?
No, that doesn't necessarily mean it's my favorite color. Like,
is.
There are colors I think it would be good to
That's
have as an
eraser.
That's why
I think it's stupid.
There are colors I think are good for pants. There are colors I want my food to be. There's color I think the sky is a good color to be. Like, there's no...
I think you're way too against this color thing. I don't have a favorite animal, but I don't say people are stupid.
You don't have a favorite ones. Animal?
No.
What's wrong with animals? Okay, you're at the dollar bins.
Okay.
And there's a bin of animals.
Which one do you choose
and
first?
And they're like, we're done! And I'm like, I'll take the hot pink one. Next question.
This one's a longer one, and I haven't read through it, so here we go.
Okay. Thanks, Dave.
You bet it's in yet, cage fight to the death, MacGyver style.
Oh, no.
Three men enter, only one man leaves alive. You go in with what you have right on you right now. There are three weapon packages in the cage. Package A, a bag of marbles, a bottle of hairspray with a lighter... and Lord of the Rings trilogy with all the extra features on VHS, which is like a giant mace. I imagine because that has to be like 150 VHS tapes. Package B. Plastic replicas of the Ninja Turtles weapons, ooh, skateboard, and dental floss.
Plastic, ooh, replicas of the Ninja Turtles weapons?
Yes.
Okay.
Package C. Handheld mirror, 6 feet of rope, 31 packets of Taco Bell's hottest sauce, and a plunger. Ryan and package. Ryan play rock, paper, scissors to see who chooses first. Matt chooses last because he had been studying bear fighting and has an advantage of sorts. Who comes out alive?
All okay. Right.
You guys have to rock, paper, scissors.
First things first.
Okay, ready?
It's 1, 2, 3,
go.
One.
1, 2, 3, go. It's rock, paper, scissors, go.
Sure.
Rock, paper, scissors, go.
Bam!
Okay. Ryan Mercier gets to pick his package
further,
first.
Furthermore, he's more interested in everyone's strategy more than the final outcome.
Oh, so you had a follow-up on your phone?
I did, and that was from a while ago. I'm glad I remembered.
Okay.
So, the strategy is what he's keyed in on.
Strategy?
What are the choices? One
package
more time.
A, marbles, hairspray with a lighter, Lord of the Rings trilogy with all the extra features on VHS.
That's package A?
That's package A.
Okay.
Name them all.
Package B. Plastic replicas of the Ninja Turtles weapons, a skateboard, and dental floss. Package C. Handheld mirror, 6 feet of rope, 31 packets of Taco Bell's hottest sauce, and a plunger.
I'm easily going with C.
C is the obvious pick.
I
disagree.
Really?
I'll go into my strategy after you suckers pick. Yeah,
so
you
pick
next.
C?
I pick C. That's the plunger.
I pick C.
31 packets and rope. And a mirror,
yeah.
So I can see,
how much time
I can look
do we
good
have?
Doing it.
It's, they just release us.
Can we all have a meeting? We get as much time as we need before we start.
I disagree.
No?
I'm not doing that.
Matt and I do.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes mine harder then.
Choose your package.
That's what she said.
I'd probably choose, what's an A again?
Marbles,
hairspray, lighter, Lord of the Rings trilogy with all the features on VHS.
But we also get what we have on our person, right?
On our person, yes.
Okay.
Right now?
Package B.
Package B?
Yes.
I really like that
one.
Oh,
that's a good one.
Ninja Turtles.
So I'm stuck with package A.
Yes.
Okay, I think I can deal with that. Okay, so strategies.
Well, first of all, I lure Matt in with 31 packets of hot sauce.
I do like spicy things.
Yeah.
And then once he's there, I have a trap set with the rope. And you'd think it's like he steps on it and I trip him. But more it's like where the packets are up higher and then the rope gets his neck and he chokes to death.
You're gonna rig up that snare?
Okay, maybe not. But I'm still going to lure Matt in.
As soon as you said, I'm going to trap him with the rope, I just pictured you laid the rope on the floor.
There it is.
Don't get tangled up, Matt.
Okay.
And I've still got the plunger to, like, plunge your face off
with. Plunge your face off. It's a good sequel to Face Off.
So, my strategy is going to be, I package A. I got the bag of marbles. I'm going to put it in my condom that's in my wallet and swing it around like a...
How many condoms do you have in your
wallet? How old is your condom?
One. Like a couple days old.
Oh, really? Okay.
You gotta keep those things updated.
Yeah.
They go bad.
They go bad, kids. Get new wallet condoms every week.
And that way I could spin it around like a mace of sorts. Because marbles are hard and heavy and awful to get hit with.
Okay, that's true.
And then I would keep my... Oh, man, I just changed my strategy.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna spray my... I'm going to run around away from you guys.
Okay.
And fill the condom up with the hairspray. And instead of just using it like a flamethrower, I'm going to fill it up, and then I have a fire bomb to use on one person. Like, hairspray fire, pretty easy to avoid. Also, if I try running at someone with it, I'm just going to light myself on fire.
Yeah. It sounded like a good choice, but yeah, that just seemed like there were going to be too many problems.
So, fire bomb with the... hairspray.
Okay.
Condom.
I wish I were wearing my bag right now, because then I would have my multi-tool that has knives and shit in it.
That's too bad, man.
Yeah.
Too bad.
And then I would just, given if there were some time in between, I would pull out the tape from the VHSs, and I would use that to make...
VHSs?
Yeah. I got the Lord of the Rings trilogy on VHS.
All of the extra features. So he has a lot of VHS.
And then I would tie that to the bag of marbles and use that as my spinny thing.
It's not a bag, it's a condom.
No, it comes in a bag.
Okay, alright. Sorry.
I get a bag.
Sorry, Dave.
Bag.
You forget that you were already alerted by hot sauce and choked to death.
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot about that.
Alright, Ryan, what the hell do you do?
Well, I'm not really much of a fighter. Really, the only reason why I chose B was because the Ninja Turtle replicas are awesome.
Right, yeah.
No, the first thing that I think of is I have a lighter on my person at all times.
Uh-huh.
So what I would probably do... Also, do we get to absorb whatever you
Whoa, absorb? What the hell are
you talking about? I kill you. Do I get all of your goods?
Yeah, I imagine.
Is that how we're going with it? Okay. So what I would do is, we're in a cage, obviously.
It's a cage. Okay? Yeah, wait, it's a cage?
It's a cage. It's an enclosed
cage.
Yeah,
so I'm gonna
climb up to the top, and I'm just going to let you guys duke it out for a bit, but all the while, I'm going to be melting my replicas and dripping hot plastic on you. Okay? So it's a good way to, like, get you guys to where I need you to go.
Oh, I'm sure this is going to work real well.
Just tell us you want hot wax on our bodies.
Yeah.
Not hot wax, hot plastic. Get it right. And then once you guys are kind of like winded, I would say, from running away from my hot plastic and fighting, I guess.
See, here's why B is attractive. That skateboard.
That's what I was going to do. I'm going to climb down. I got my skateboard, and I'm just going to beat you to death with my skateboard.
Let's see you get past my marble swing.
I'll use my dental floss somehow. I'll rig up a net. I'm going to rig up a net while I'm up there dripping
hot plastic. There's no way you have that much time.
I'm up there dripping hot plastic, so all the like I have the net. I'm doing
good at multitasking. Well, you're hanging on to the top of the cage and dripping hot wax with your lighter.
Hot plastic!
Hot plastic.
Stop trying to make this sensual.
You're also...
Have you ever heard my Peanuts joke?
No.
Two Peanuts were walking down the street, and one was sexually accosted. Do it.
Some corn in the mix?
This is good, short and sweet. Brittany asks, how do you like your eggs?
Scrambled.
Fried or fertilized?
Fertilized.
Well done. Email from Katie. Topic 2. If you could major in anything at all in college, what would it be?
Underwater basket weaving.
Methamphetamine symposium. For example, I would major in recreational drug use.
Oh, anything?
Probably, right. Probably just as useful as a philosophy degree. Am I right?
Am I right?
I know you fuckers like to be super analytical with these emails. Cough, Matt, cough. So let's not worry about what career you wind up with or how useful the degree would be in real life. And she used IRL. I'm glad I figured out what that meant on the fly. It's hypothetical.
What's IRL?
In real life.
Oh, yeah.
I just came up with that.
Cool. Lol.
Underwater basket weaving, anything for you?
Sex having.
Blowjob receiving.
I got my master's in blowjob receiving. And I'm going back for my PhD next year.
No, I don't know, man.
Blowjob receiving, that's it.
Blowjob receiving is
What's the
opposite of blowjob receiving? Blowjob or giving?
No, re-giving? Re-gifting?
I re-gifted
this oral sex to you.
Wait,
you're giving me a blowjob? Oral sex for your birthday!
This is someone else's oral sex!
I can taste it.
Oh, no!
That's rough. What's at a normal office? I think it's just shipping, but I can't tell. What's like the... department in an office, the blank and receiving? Is it just shipping?
Shipping and receiving?
It is shipping? All right. Let's say blowjobbing, shipping and
accounts
receiving.
Receivable?
Blowjobs receivable. That's what I was looking for. That would be the department I work at in later.
Well, is this blowjob receivable? Yes, it is.
Send it to blowjobs receivable.
Anything at all?
Anything.
Anything in the world.
Jesus.
Astronaut being.
Space traveler.
Space fighters.
Space fighting.
My college major.
Why not bear fighting? Why not bear fighting?
Well, I don't have to go to college. That's one of those careers that you don't really need a degree for.
Well, but that's the thing is, like, when someone's doing a documentary, then at the bottom of the thing it says bear fighter. Like, you can actually be known as a bear fighter.
Well, you can. Well, I just have to fight a bear to get that title. I don't have to have a degree in it. It's like chef. You don't have to go to chef school. You just have to be a chef at a restaurant to have that title.
I don't know. If you just fought one bear, your title might be stupid idiot.
Well,
but
I mean,
if
like,
you majored
like
in bear fighting.
The bearologist who emailed us and told me how to fight a bear.
Yes.
He earned his bearology because that's a degree in bearology.
So you'd have to
by
be
not
bear fighting
fighter. Bears.
Yeah.
But like the grizzly man, or whoever it is, the guy who lived with the bears, I'm sure he wasn't like a bearologist.
No. He was just a bear enthusiast.
Yeah. I'm the enthusiast.
I'm most enthusiastic about fighting bears.
Topic 3. If you could trade a sense for a superpower, which sense would you give up?
Smell.
Obviously, tell us which superpower you take too, because we're also goddamn interested.
I would give up feeling. Feeling because you get two superpowers. Because
then you're immune to pain.
Yeah, then you're immune to pain and you have another superpower.
But then what about at blowjobs receivable?
Yeah, you can work at
I can still visually enjoy something.
Yeah, visually.
I would not enjoy it nearly as much if I could not feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Smell's a good one.
Give up smell in a fucking second.
I can't give up hearing, and I can't give up
vision.
Seeing.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Tasting would be bad.
What about, like, my sense of limb orientation?
No.
What about my sense of hot and
five
cold?
Senses.
Well, it depends. What's your superpower going to be?
Senses. Nope. You have
if
five senses.
No, you have, like, 150
senses. You have five
senses. You have a ton of senses.
You're choosing one of five.
You have five senses. You have six if you're Haley Joel Osment.
Yeah.
I actually am, so.
That girl is so fine, though.
Haley Joel Osment?
Anyway, his name is really Haley. You ever think about that?
No. He's got a sister, though.
What's her name?
Does her
Jim?
Face look as tiny on her head as it does on Haley Joel
yes.
Osment?
Yes, it does, as a matter of fact. Her
that's
name
is Haley Joel Osment still has a six-year-old's face on a full-grown body.
That's true.
And she's it's, like, tiny though. And, like... I feel like someone photoshopped his face constantly.
I haven't seen
like
life.
Those Mitt Romney ones, like
yeah, tiny face Mitt Romney.
Yeah, it looks like.
I feel like that's him in real life,
but he's growing facial hair and stuff now.
Yeah,
yeah, that makes it weird. I give up Haley Joel Osment and get a superpower.
Oh no, that's a good one. I would
I would give up smell for the ability to freeze time.
Oh, that's
yeah,
a
what's
good
your
one.
Superpower you're getting?
Freezing time's awesome.
Which penis?
Wish penis.
You already
yeah.
have that, though.
Yeah, but you got infected with that, so yeah. Good job, bro.
Thanks, bro.
Freezing time is pretty good.
It's the best one.
What happens when it goes wrong, though? That's what
how does freezing
time freezing
time
will
wrong.
Never go wrong.
Have you ever seen the Langoliers?
Oh, yeah, true.
Well, no, they went back.
Well,
no, they went
yeah,
into
yeah.
forward time.
They didn't
no, wait,
the
they went
power.
Into back time. Don't watch Langoliers.
Don't watch it. Watch it every day.
The guy from Quantum Leap's in it.
Dude,
Scott Bakula?
No, his buddy.
Yeah. Stupid. He doesn't even know anything about the Langoliers miniseries.
I read the book, and then I was like, I watched one, like, the beginning of it, and I'm like, this is bad. This is real bad.
It's so
did it
good.
Make you want to not sleep on planes ever?
No.
Yeah.
It makes me want to not sleep on planes. I don't
know.
No,
I've never thought
future
about
slash maybe past.
Yeah, I need those stale fucking chips.
Yeah, it was bad.
Everything's stale.
Watch the Langoliers is the lesson of this. It feels good. Taste is good. Taste is better than smell. Therefore, I would choose to get rid of smell.
And there aren't any smells that I'm, like, super attached to.
I would miss some.
There's some, like, perfumes that are really nice.
Sure. But girl, like,
girl smell, yeah.
The night or something's like,
girl smell is definitely good.
Yeah.
I would miss that.
Yeah.
But if I could freeze time...
Then you can freeze all their smell.
I would definitely give up smell. Even girl smell.
Yeah.
For the ability to freeze time.
And some food smells so good, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have to choose something pretty good to get rid of smell for. Like...
Super smelling. You give up smell for
super smell. Definitely.
Smell is also the easiest one to offend, though. I feel like there are more bad smells than good smells. Yeah?
I would say there's more good smells than bad smells. I say there's a lot of smells in the world. How about we just go with that?
I don't think anyone's going to argue that.
Okay, good.
There are indeed. I don't know what superpower I would take, though.
The freezing time one is really good because that incorporates, like, you can stop things that you don't want to happen, but you can also teleport. Like, because if you stop time and you walk somewhere else and then start time back up,
and more
you've
than
teleported.
That, you can make it so that no one ever knows you have that superpower.
Oh, it's so great.
Yeah, freezing time's pretty awesome. You did.
It's the best one.
It is.
Good choice. To finish off Katie's email.
Wait, I didn't even get to choose my superpower.
Go ahead.
It's freeze time. No, it goes freeze time.
Okay.
Or if it's just teleportation, that's my next in line.
Okay.
Or manipulating metal, like Magneto. Like, I was.
Here's the thing. What
Magneto
are you? Are you every other comic Magneto, or are you the comic where he can control magnetic fields and can do anything Magneto?
I'm only.
That's also like saying, are you a Samantha or are you?
You're such a Magneto. You're such a Nightcrawler.
Nightcrawler's a badass.
He is a pretty badass.
He bamfs. He's a badass motherfucker.
That's true. Thanks, Dane Cook.
You're welcome. Dane Dick Sucking Cook.
Good one. No, I'm just attached to the idea of like being able to make things out of metal, like. Not having to weld them, but just like being
just like
yeah, I have downtime and I'm just like, hey, there's a ball bearing and now it's flat disc and now it's doing all this crazy stuff and like
now it's a picture of a naked lady and I can masturbate to it.
Exactly. That's the what's the next one I was gonna say. Or no, I was thinking like because if you like what Magneto does is like he'll make a flat disc of metal and then he can levitate, like he can fly, like he can do that. So like flying is
you manipulate
in that
as well. It to flying.
Yeah,
that's true.
So I think that's kind of a cool.
That's story. One of the good ways to beat someone who can freeze time, is you limit his access to knowledge, and then you put something somewhere that he can't get to unless things are going with time. Like if someone's on an airplane and I'm on the ground and time's frozen, there's nothing I can do except for go get a rocket launcher.
Now we know how to defeat him, though, so thanks, Matt.
What if you could only freeze time, but you can't manipulate the things within where you are?
I still think that would be a really good power, because then I could still, like think things out, or, like, work up a plan, or I could come up with a really good comeback.
That's true. Time.
There was time now to come up with really good comebacks.
But you can't research anything, though. Like, you can't go to a library and, like, pull out books and be like, da-da-da. Also, your clothes would stay where they are, too.
I just have to be naked nonstop.
So, like, as soon as you freeze time, you just rip out of your clothes.
I like this idea, because someone would be like, well, Matt, I would have thought someone as smart as you would have known the, you know, whatever. And then, all of a sudden, then you just get naked and you go,
well, fuck you!
Another really
good
thing
crazy.
Is if you don't want to talk to the people anymore, is as soon as you freeze time, you just have to leave, and then you're just a pile of clothes when you start time back up.
Oh my god! So I was like, I'm really unimpressed with the work you did on this project.
I'm sorry, it wasn't that bad.
And I'm naked!
And then I'm behind him and I'm like, my dick's out.
That's good.
That'll show you.
My penis.
Look at it this way. What is it?
Wait! You guys all had the wrong answers.
What is it?
It's vomiting eyeballs.
Nobody wants that power. That's what we were trying to do.
When we talked about it, it was whoever asked next. That's what we would say.
That's true.
We didn't do it.
And oh, we said God.
That's the exact question. So to finish off Katie's email, I know these are a lot of topics, but your material is getting pretty stale, so I thought you could use them. Just kidding. I laugh. Can you read that? Temps?
Where?
I'm French.
That's from time to time.
By the way, I'm disappointed that nobody guessed Larissa Olenek last week when Dave emailed you guys. What the fuck? In other Larissa Olenek news, have you guys seen what she looks like now?
Who's Larissa Olenek?
Alex
oh
Mack.
Oh my god, Alex
That's
Mack.
Alex Mack?
Alex Mack, idiot.
She always wears a hat.
We did this on a podcast.
You know I can't remember what happened a minute ago.
It's true. So what superpower would you
Matt's
have?
Naked.
No, okay. We'll look her up now, because it just ended on that. I thought she would say, hey, because she looks hot, or hey, she looks really
Well, that's
bad.
What we're about to find out.
How do we feel about pixie cuts and white girls who aren't in wheelchairs and can't talk? Lars and the real girl? XOXO, GG. Gossip Girl, not good game.
What?
That's how our email finished. So thank you, Katie.
Larissa Olenek.
And we're checking out Larissa Olenek now.
Not what I remember.
Let me see. Let's
she does have a pixie cut, though.
Let me see.
Oh, is that what it is?
Oh, I do like white girls.
Me too.
Me too. And I do like pixie cuts. Same here. Give me a boner.
What's a pixie cut? I want to see if it gives me a boner.
It's really short and like asymmetrical.
Ooh. Like the pixies.
That's a pixie cut, bro.
I'm not.
There are other pixie cuts as well.
Oh, yeah? That's a good one.
That's not a good pixie cut.
You have a pixie cut.
Short hair is weird.
Short hair is nice.
It depends.
I could get down on a short hair.
I could get down on a short hair.
Okay. I'm good either way. I do like girls with short hair, but girls is girls, man. Like, I think I'm girls.
Girls.
Oddly enough, Larissa Olenek was in a movie called 100 Girls.
Ooh.
Was she 100 girls?
She was in the Babysitter's Club?
I never understood piggy banks. Like, why do you put your money inside a pig? Did it start with a real pig?
Probably. Where can we put all our coins?
Feed it to the pig! Feed it to the pig!
I know where. No one's ever gonna look at you.
Let's cut a hole in his back. Also, we'll cut a hole in the bottom so we can get our...
So we can put our plug out. I'm going to put googly eyes on my penis.
That's a good idea.
For my next sexual encounter.
That's a good
idea. Oh, for my next sexual encounter.
I am a sex magician. All right, what's the last one from Dave?
Final topic from emails. Thank you all for emailing. Your great uncle dies and leaves you $1 million in his will.
That is a great uncle.
Yeah.
But the will states that initially you will only receive half of that money. You must use that $500,000 to open an all-male strip club. Okay. And successfully operate it for 5 years before you get the other $500,000. What do you name your strip club?
Dick Six Dicks!
Can you name a strip club.com?
That's kind of... .com, that is
pretty
cool.
That's kind of...
And then I can make it all cyber-themed.
Cyber Dicks.
Cyber Dicks.
That's a good name for it, too. That's mine.
I would name it...
Barney Martin's.
Richard Johnson's Gentleman's Club.
Okay.
Wang Bangers. That's what it's called.
Wang Bangers? That sounds like a great place to eat lunch.
Wang Bangers.
Yeah, you would go there.
Going,
lunch.
We can go to Shenanigans or we can go to Wang Bangers.
Oh, I want to go to Wang Bangers.
Me too.
You can't come to Wang Bangers. We'll have a lunch buffet. What? All you can eat hot dogs.
Of course.
I'm calling mine all you can eat hot dogs.
That's pretty good. All you can see hot dogs.
It would have to be some kind of like an innuendo, right?
Wang Bangers.
Dude, go for it. Wang Bangers.
Wang Bangers?
Go for Wang Bangers.
Hey, I took Wang Bangers.
I'm not doing
Wang Bangers.
I would never step into Wang Bangers. Not after what happened there.
Not after the cops came in and banged the Wangs.
Wang Bangers is a really... never mind. I'm going to say something else racist again, but I'm not going to because we got a lot of guff on that last one.
Did we?
How about... That's why we were on break. The FCC shut us down.
The FCC won't let me be.
So right. Let me be me, so let me see.
Listen to the first podcast for that one, guys. How about something really obscure, like Larissa Olenek's All Male Review.
Larissa Olenek's Obscure Cabaret. Right.
Larissa Olenek's...
You probably haven't heard of it.
Wonder Imposium.
You want to hear, when you first asked the question, I was thinking, I don't really, like, if for 5 years we can have a successful all-male stripper place, would we really care about the $500,000?
Yeah, would we have enough money?
Yeah,
already?
Do you know how hard it is to make money with a new business?
I know what I'm going to call it!
What?
I'm doing this for my uncle.
Oh my god, that's genius.
Oh, that's a winner.
This one's for you, Uncle.
What's the downstairs situation like? Downtown. Alright, so emailers, look up Turquoise Jeep, watch all their videos, then watch Tim the Alien and all of our videos, then email iamaterrorist@hotmail.com for topics and other internet videos you'd like to share with us.
Or just confirm that you watched all the videos we just told you to watch.
Yeah, yes. Everybody just confirm. Send an email.
Send an email that says, I did.
I'd like to know more.
Yeah. As always, oh wait, it's not over.
No, it's not a dick,
Let's go to Wang Bangers.
It's my voice.
It's my voice, it's not a dick.
It's not a Wang Bangers.
Wangers and Mash?
Wangers and Mash, there you go. It's where you watch an all-male review and also the TV show Mash.
I was bored on my break at work, and I was looking up at Huffington Post, and I came across like a whole bunch of... Yeah, HuffPo, bro. HuffPo, bro, for sure. I came across a whole bunch of different like headlines. I never read the story, I just read the headlines, and they were hilarious headlines.
Yeah.
And one of the headlines...
Serial butt stabber?
Close. It was, man accidentally shoots girlfriend in butt on Valentine's Day.
What happened?
What? Oh, I didn't read it. I just read the headlines for these. Yeah, that's all. I figure you can get most of your news just from the headlines. Like, for example, porn actor arrested for breaking into firehouse and masturbating on gear. You don't really need to read much more.
Yeah, I mean, that is the story. Yeah.
They're really concise. It's easy. This one was my favorite.
Okay.
Woman crushed by monster truck at strip club. Family gets millions. So what I pictured the story was that it was a contest to see
which stripper gets the most crushed by a monster truck.
Or who can support the most weight.
Was this at Wang Bangers?
This is at Wang Bangers. I'm doing this for my uncle the other day. The last one, yeah, it doesn't really matter. But
What was the last one? Just say it anyway. We'll see what it is.
The last one
probably
was,
not as good, I guess.
It's not as good. I just thought it was funny because anyways, I did read this one. Woman poured hot sauce in boy's eyes, forced him to smoke pot.
That's pretty funny.
The story is she did it as punishment. And the first one I can understand is punishment. But then forcing a 12-year-old boy to smoke pot is not like...
You don't think that's hot?
Sauce.
Hot sauce. Yeah, so there that is.
Man, we need to work in the papers.
We should.
So we can write some headlines.
I'm a newspaper man!
We're going out of business!
This just in, Wang Bangers! Go there!
Wang Bangers on fire!
Mr. Foot?
I want girls to say that when I have sex with them. This just in, Wang Bangers!
This just in! God, it's gotta be so annoying to have sex with a reporter, you know?
I'm gonna get you hot off my presses.
I need an distraction.
I didn't say a robot reporter.
I'm going to get you hot off my presses.
I was trying to do it as sexy as possible. Apparently, my sexy
voice. Or like if he's on her
robot
period, extra bleed all about it.
You think you have a shot? You seen that girl over there?
No, I'd be like, have you seen... Oh, wait. It doesn't matter if you've seen that girl. Have you seen a mirror?
You've gained some weight.
Oh, you're going out in that? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well,
yeah,
sure, I mean, yeah. You think that's a good idea?
Yeah. No, everyone puts on pounds from 6 to 7. Oh, I was thinking of the Downy Bear, but that Snuggle has the bear.
Yeah.
Anyway...
I think Downey's a child.
Oh my god, that is the best spokesperson ever.
Downey Coach.
I'm Downey the Kid.
Oh no. Oh god. Downey the Kid.
I'm gonna spill a lot of things.
Oh, no. So, as you dudes may or may not know, dudes, I worked at a convention, dudes.
With Downey the Kid.
Oh, no, I'm trying to get over Downey the Kid.
Are you really
in the one?
Well, I'm trying
to hurt you that much.
Trying to start it as something else.
Got you.
Because we'll probably get there. Convention, worked it. Oh, I worked it. I worked it hard. And I was just wondering, because obviously there's Star Trek convention, or, you know, all this nerdy stuff, or like, oh, that's weird to have a convention. But no, I wanted to hear from you guys, like, what's the most odd convention you could see happening?
Wing
like, that doesn't exist.
That doesn't exist?
That doesn't exist.
Is there a lot of weird ones that do exist?
There's a lot of weird ones. But even just, you know, for random items.
The first thing
or
that...
just lifestyles, or something where, like... You here's how I picture it, because when I got hired on that, when I got the call for the interview, I was like, oh, great, because I didn't have a job, or I had a crappy job at the time. I was just like, yeah, interview, okay, I'll be there, sure. What is this? Because I didn't know what it was when they were calling me. So I just want it to be pictured that way, as you get a call for your interview, and you're like, sure, I'll work that. Yeah, okay, whatever. And then you go do the interview, you get hired, and you probably get told beforehand, but still, you show up and you're working a whatever convention.
What's the worst one or the worst one that you don't want to be at?
Or are you thinking the weirdest one?
All of, either. Any
people
any,
who pull
good.
The legs off millipedes and then put them in their arms and make it look like arm hair. That's the weirdest one.
Is that a real one?
No, I just made that up.
Do people actually do that?
Not that I know of. Maybe they do.
All right, something that maybe exists, too.
Oh, okay. The people who hate interracial people. If I worked that one, I would feel really awkward.
No, I swear, I'm fully Irish.
Staring contest convention. Anybody?
That would be the most awkward convention ever.
Just dead silent.
Because you know people would constantly be like...
I like this idea.
No, I'm playing him. I'm playing him right now, so...
I'm playing you. If you would like to lose, go ahead and stare back at him. That's a good one. Ooh, what about... So, I maybe also accidentally walking into one. So if you walked into a staring contest convention...
And everyone's like, what's this guy doing?
I like the idea.
No, it's just you walk in and everybody just stares at you.
That's what I think. Like, everyone turns to you and you're just like...
I don't belong here. They don't look like they're in a cult.
And as soon as you blink, everyone just goes, ah! And then goes back to staring at each other.
I like this idea.
And every so often you hear just, damn it!
Just strewn about the room, because it's like a big warehouse, I assume.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's just like a whole bunch of...
It's a big convention hall.
Fuck! Damn it! Okay!
I'm going to make you laugh.
Blowing in my eyes is not against the rules.
I like to think there are different booths for some reason. Yeah. Like, what could they... like? Oh,
well, imagine there are different like rules. Like, you know how... It's like different events in the Olympics. It's like, oh, yeah, there's the 200 meter, and then there's the marathon, and there's this. And so, like, people play with different rule sets and in different leagues and things like that.
And there
that.
Would be, like, strategist booths.
Yeah, and they're like,
okay.
Supply, like
stare at his eyes.
Yeah. If your eyes feel like they're going to buckle,
don't.
No buckles. Are you wearing buckles?
No.
Take
buckles.
Them off. Buckle. Give me your buckles.
Wear the shiniest clothes possible.
Wear the shiniest, funniest clothes you have.
That's a good idea.
That's the advice I'm going to give my son before he goes on his first date. Shiniest, funniest clothes you have.
She'll love it. Oh man, now I'm thinking that people at the staring contest convention definitely aren't wearing normal clothes.
That's true.
They're trying to distract you.
And it might be interesting to show up to that one.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay.
We just made these staring contest enthusiasts so cool.
Yeah.
If there are any staring contest enthusiasts out there, and you go to conventions, please tell us what it's like. Because
email us. I did.
To iamaterrorist@hotmail.com.
If nobody emails I did at least once,
please someone email I did. So you got, I mean, girls in bikinis, that'll happen. Your son wearing his funniest, shiniest clothes.
That's true. It's gonna be like a distraction thing.
A distraction convention. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a two-parter convention. It's for two different people.
Yeah. The distractors and the starers.
The people for the staring contest thing actually go across the hall, but they will go to test their skills
into the distraction room.
The distraction.
And eventually it comes full circle where everyone's so outlandishly dressed that every once in a while this guy in just a suit shows up. And then
it's weird.
Fuck is he doing?
Oh my god, he's good.
Yeah, he's good. Oh. He gets it. He's meta.
Is there just an ominous guy sitting in the corner, just like smoking a cigarette, who's just like, you don't want to play me?
Oh, yeah.
He's like, well, he's got the black glasses on, so no one can see through them.
There's just a ceiling fan
over
there.
He's actually blind, and he just lifts them up, and he's got those weird white eyes that blind people have sometimes.
Good move.
That was a really good
Your move.
They call him the Starer. We're not very good with nicknames. If you'd like a good nickname, go to the nickname convention.
This is obviously a pretty low-end convention. So if you'd like good nicknames, go elsewhere. Take your shiny pants elsewhere.
Take your shiny funny clothes elsewhere.
From here on out, you're known as Shiny Funny Clothes.
That's a good nickname.
That's a good Native American name.
And there's running water and shiny funny clothes.
That was George Washington's Indian name.
Shiny funny clothes.
He killed a lot of us.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's a shameful death. And then he fell to shiny funny clothes.
Chief shiny funny clothes.
Oh, man.
Of the funny clothes tribe.
Staring contest is pretty good.
I think the one that I would least like to show up to is the sewing machine. But the more specific you get, the less interesting it becomes. Like, sewing machine parts inspector, analyst. They just run the numbers on the inspectors of people who go out and inspect. It would be the worst.
That guy's a badass, though.
Now he makes decent money.
Good and Plenty's are the worst thing on the planet.
Oh, because they're
it's a handful
flavor.
Of shit mouth. That's what you're getting. It's like someone gives you Good and Plenty's, you're like, awesome. You got me vomit flavored chewy. Like
vomit flavored chewy.
Yeah. Do you ever masturbate to something and then you find out it's not that hot? So you just pour the semen back in, then you're like, nope, taking it back.
The idea of pouring semen back in
is
great. Oh, wait, no, you shit, you tricked me.
No, she's not as hot as I thought she would. Get back in there, guys.
You tricked me, Tom Sawyer.
The visual of that was really funny, though.
No, not yet.
You tricked me.
Hey, what's this sound mean? Cut me off again. Hey, what's this?
Topic hat. Right. Topic hat.
I guess Matt's reading it.
Matt's going to go ahead and read this bad boy.
I don't remember whose turn it is. Read it aloud to the class.
What song makes you the most sad to be an American?
That's a good one. A lot of Kid Rock stuff.
Yeah, Kid Rock anything.
But he's so patriotic.
You know what's sad?
My name is good one.
Judge.
My name is Judge. My name, we already asked you that question. Is Judge.
You know what's sad is I've heard it from multiple people, and some of them are trustworthy, I think, that Kid Rock apparently doesn't suck now.
I don't believe you.
Nope.
That he makes, country stuff, and it's, okay or something. I don't really care for country, so I probably wouldn't like it anyway.
The only country song I've heard
of. Are you telling me it's not true?
Oh, it's totally. Oh, I don't know.
Please, God. Okay.
I only heard the one song, and that's the Sheryl Crow and him singing.
Oh, my God.
It's terrible.
Everybody sings
I just
that
don't
karaoke.
Like him. And you know why? Hmm. It's because he was in Joe Dirt, I think.
That's why you don't like him?
Yeah. I used to have the utmost respect for him.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. No, but every time I picture it, it's just like, he's, I don't know, he's just a goofy looking, I don't like him. I just don't like him.
He looks so skeevy, nonstop, 24/7.
Don't want to be near him ever.
Yeah.
I imagine he smells like weed and dirt.
Some girls like that.
Though. Weed and dirt, bro.
Yeah.
That's where all the liberals go.
Oh, I really enjoy this topic, though. What song makes you the most sad to be an American?
Proud to be an American? I hate that song.
Does it really?
Yeah. Proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. I think it's just such...
That's poor
It's poorly constructed, too.
I think it's, like, fucking pandering pablum that people just eat up, and I'm just like, yeah. And the fact that people, like, take it and they're like, this is great, makes me want to vomit everywhere.
That's how I feel about every Toby Keith song.
Yeah?
Ever.
Yeah.
It's always either about him or America. And, like, wanna talk about me, wanna talk about my, wanna talk about number one, oh my me. It's, like, one of his songs.
Are you serious?
Yes. And, like, it's so terrible. But then he also has the, right after 9/11, everyone had, like, a patriotic
yeah.
song.
Mm-hmm.
But his was, like, we'll stick a flag up your ass because it's the American way. And I'm like, that's not the American way.
To anally violate people with flags.
I hate to even have this info in my brain, but it's boot.
Oh, my bad. I like flag up
flag your ass. Flag is way instead. Funnier than flag up your ass.
We'll stick a boot in your ass. We did that to Hitler if you read the history books.
No, Hitler died from, like, a billion gunshots in Glorious Bastards.
At a movie theater,
Spoiler alert.
Ooh.
I give all those a pass. There's songs that make me much more mad to be an American, just bands.
Oh, yeah?
I'll give that a pass, especially after 9/11. Like, even if it's fake patriotic stuff, I was fine with, like, people being like, let's stick together, because that's fine. It makes sense to me. Like, sure, it took a horrible thing for people to do it, but then, if you're doing it, no matter what reason, like, I'm okay with that. Those are good intentions. But there are just some artists that just get famous, and I just want to, like, punch their eyes out.
Like who?
I don't know. Panic at the Disco?
What?
What?
I actually enjoyed their first album.
I'm sure. No, I'm sure.
I literally did.
There are many worse ones than them, too. Like, that was the first one that popped in my head.
Like, I really don't like
Kid
fun.
Rock is way down here. And then
fun? I can't stand fun.
Me either. I don't like fun at all. And I don't get the fucking...
Why everybody's so obsessed with them.
I don't either, but I heard their story or whatever at the Grammys, and that sounds pretty cool.
What's their story?
Oh, just that they apparently, and I didn't see it, so maybe I should. They just seemed really grateful because they were trying for like 10 years, and they had like no money. And then all of a sudden they blew up, and now...
The lead singer, though, is from The Format, and The Format did have a few songs.
Oh, did they? I didn't know this. That's all I heard, so I don't know if that's...
So that's bullshit, and I hate fun more!
Yeah, fuck those guys. No, there's way worse ones, though.
Do you think that's why they named their band that? I fucking hate fun.
That's why it's fun, period.
It's not Paul.
Fun. Mm-hmm. Hey, you guys want to listen to fun?
Fun.
Fun.
What's
Eiffel 65? Anything by Eiffel 65 makes me sad to be an American because they are from a different country and they obviously are more technologically advanced than us.
Blew his house with the blue little window and a blue corvette.
Did you guys remember that music video?
No.
It's an alien running around in like a video game and it's like.
Is his name Blue?
I think so.
Is that what it's about?
Blue. Let me try to remember.
Remember all the intricacies of the
lyrics.
There's a...
So yeah, it is about
him. Yeah. It blew his house with... I'm sorry.
A lot of newer country makes me sad. Like, luckily I can't name anything... Because I just don't listen to it.
Yeah.
Like, I was stuck in a car with somebody who was listening to it, and just the lyrics, like, I was just like...
What is this?
I just put toothpicks in my ears and jam them.
No! Don't say that!
Way better right now than this. Way better. And it just, yeah, it's just sad. It's just really sad. And some pop stuff and some... Rock.
See, pop stuff I don't get so angry about because pop has always been pretty awful.
I guess.
80s pop's pretty good.
Dirty pop.
Dirty pop.
Now that makes me proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free.
And I won't forget the men who died who gave that
who
right to me.
Stuck flags in
our asses because it's the American way. Nothing turns me on like a shitty flag.
I really want more from this because I feel like I always have a list of these ready to go, and now that I've been asked for it,
wait, what?
It's just gone. My brain stopped.
The newer country, I will give country credit. There's some country songs that are okay,
sure.
I would say. Like, lyrically, I mean, at least.
Probably.
I can't. It's the sound of country music that I just can't stand. It's the fact that that I know that this person is from California, and they have turned their voice to what they think country sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate that so much.
Yeah, that's a little
where it's
weird.
That twangy twang, I can do it anyway.
Get my pickup truck, gonna dance in a line for bitches.
Well, see, like that, I feel, is even gone now.
No.
No?
No, any song, every song has them saying, and I bought a pontoon boat, cause that's what we do.
Way down L.A. way.
Exactly.
In Hollywood,
I wear my big cowboy hat, ride on Sunset Strip,
and a fuck horse. The hygies.
Don't say fuck the hygies.
At the very end of every country song, that's what they say. And fuck the hygies. America, shitty flags.
I wish I were Yosemite Sam.
I guess, I don't know, like think of some popular stuff, like, I guess Katy Perry doesn't make me completely hate the world,
because she gives me boners.
Yeah, she gives me boners.
She does. She gives me boners.
But
she sent me a boner in the mail the other day.
Wait, no, you didn't even know who sent it. You know, like, it was from Katy Perry.
I opened the box and then I looked at him and I said, thank you, Katy Perry.
That is awesome! I know who sent this to me. I know who gave me this. That's really good. I'm trying to figure out how we can turn that into a shirt of some kind.
I don't know, just name, you know.
We can just make it like an email format, and it'll just say, from Katy Perry to men. And the subject line just reads, boner.
That's a good idea.
I received a boner from Katy Perry today.
From boners receivable.
Is this blowjobs receivable? No, this is boners receivable.
This is a really good question. I wish I had more to, like, just to fire off. Do you guys not hate terrible music as much as I hate it?
Maybe
I'm trying to think of other terrible music.
I don't have to listen to terrible music as often nowadays because I can listen
to
whatever.
Well, sure.
Jimmy Buffett.
Oh,
oh my that'll God. Get that going.
When I hear Cheeseburger in Paradise, I want to shoot myself in the fucking... Oh, God, I hate that. I like my hot lettuce and tomatoes. Who the fuck decided anybody ever wanted to hear those words?
I like mine with lettuce and tomatoes. I think
I
awesome.
Wish you would kill yourself at home.
I tried to look up a list of terrible bands. Nickelback is classic.
Yeah.
They're almost so classically bad that it doesn't make
again.
Me angry anymore.
They're good again, right? They're okay to listen to again?
Stop sounding so excited about it.
I mean...
They've got ICP on here. They must have never heard Miracles.
Fucking magnets.
How do they work?
Jonas Brothers. Yeah, it makes me kind of angry.
One Direction, but they're from England.
It doesn't make me angry. Like, seriously, like, pop music has been terrible forever.
That makes me way more mad than patriotic stuff.
Really?
Yeah,
no,
I don't get
angry. Like, it's like, okay, teenagers or, like, preteens are going to listen to awful music. They always have,
yes.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
We listened to Korn, bro.
You're right. We had a lot more integrity than those kids.
Limp Bizkit is rocking the set. It's like brushing
your
back when you're placing your bet.
I'm very glad that Train is on here, because I fucking hate Train.
I fucking hate that people like Drops of Jupiter. I hate that anybody likes
Drops. Oh, that song's really bad.
I don't like I don't get it.
I don't not mind it.
Really?
I mean, I don't mind it. Wait, what did I say?
I don't not mind it?
I don't mind it.
Really?
Like, if it comes on, I'm not like... Oh my God! But it's not like...
Maybe that's why I hate it, because there is someone who's like, oh my God, like constantly.
Any song in a like a bar or anything that a girl says, this is my song, I automatically hate that song.
Yeah, that's a good point. All those songs make me sad to be an American. I mean, I guess that's just what makes me angry, because I like good music, even though that's subjective. And I like music with some sort of integrity, or the complete opposite when they're purposely...
But they're obviously an integrity.
I don't know. When they're actually...
Artistic integrity.
Like, yeah, okay. Trying to...
They have a message that they're trying to convey.
Yeah, or that...
We'll stick a boot in your ass. And then we'll wear the boot, because that's what I'm into. Putting shit on boots. I'll probably just throw the boot out and buy more boots, because we're a capitalist system. Consumer driven to buy all the boots to put up your ass. Fuck you, Haji.
Now that is America, guys.
That's a song. We got a good one going.
Yeah, we do. Good thing we recorded
We should definitely send that to Toby Keith. He'll probably take it. I really like when you said, fuck you, Haji.
Toby, will you do this song?
I also got this boot deal.
Timbaland.
Your name is Toby Keith.
My name
is Tobin.
Good.
I guess that's just what upsets me is, like, especially when girls are like, oh, I love this song! It's like, there's so many people who like that song.
I think it's kind of funny when it's like, oh my god, this is our song. But there's always a whole bunch of different interactions where it's like, do you remember? Do you remember? Like, and they're like pointing at each other. You're so bad.
I feel like I don't hang out with as many awful women as you do.
Were you ever in college?
Yes.
It does. You could go anywhere right now.
Yeah.
Especially in Vegas.
We could go knock on my neighbor's door right now.
And play some...
Ladies, leave your man
Rihanna
at home.
Rihanna's probably good. She probably hasn't
done Rihanna is good.
I didn't mean to mention her. I'm sorry.
It's stupid stuff like, yeah, so back that ass up. Is one that, like, I've heard girls
that is
be
a
like,
classic song?
It is a classic Excuse song, you? But it's a girl... It's a song that girls should not be like, this is our song! I'm like, what does that say about you?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a little... I don't know. I don't really... Like, I don't want to get on people for liking something with a subject like that. It's like, oh, you shouldn't like that because you're a lady. Like, that's not really
you're
what I'm...
a lady.
That's not...
Yeah,
that's
girl
not what,
shaming is not cool.
That's not
I don't
what
mean,
I'm,
like... No!
I didn't mean to put you
that's
in the category
you, no,
that you are
not
girl
what I
shaming.
Mean. That's not what I mean.
But when someone's like, oh my god, this is my song.
Yeah,
this is
like,
so
this song
good.
Means something
or
to
like,
me.
This song describes me perfectly.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, it's...
And you're like, whatever
yes,
it
does.
Is, does it say you're an annoying bitch that nobody likes? Perfectly correct.
Oh my god, this is my song. Oh, all annoying bitches love this.
Good.
You're right.
You're one of those, huh?
Yeah, cool. I mean, man, I guess I'm the only one, but seriously, bands like Panic at the Disco make me actually angry.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, like specifically, like I said, like, stuff that's like for preteens, I don't get that angry about anymore.
Right.
Because, I mean, like, it sucks, but they don't have any fucking musical taste. They're 11.
That's true. I had poor taste
Hat.
When I was 25. I wish I could name other bands too, because even though I love to single them out for hating them, and I do.
Aquabats.
I hate you.
You. They might be giants.
I'm gonna stab you in your sleep. You never even.
I'm
hung
going
out
to
with
stab you
Aquabats.
Until you sleep.
That sounds nice. It's warm.
It's
the warmth that's rolling over me. That's your blood.
That's blood rolling over you. All of your blood.
The category was song, though, and not band, though. So, like, Red Solo Cup?
Yep, that's Toby Keith. There we go.
I know it is.
I like girls who like beer.
Yeah!
He really lost it after he lost his midget.
I lost my midget.
Did anybody see my midget?
Oh, real funny. Real funny kid.
Is that from
the
Simpsons?
Oh, there it is. No. That's from Kid Rock and his midget.
I'd watch that sitcom. I would watch that sitcom.
This isn't boners receivable.
Blowjobs receivable.
You're really boners receivable. I feel like that's a store.
A few drugs and stick.
Drugs and dicks.
That
you can only go into once you make so much money. I mean, Britney Spears went there. Lindsay Lohan went there. Like, you can tell who shops at that store.
That's true.
I like it. One of the Olsons.
Like, I feel like, yeah, once you make so much money, they issue you a store credit card.
But there are, like, smart ones, like Anne Hathaway, who will throw it away and, like,
yeah.
Be like, I'm never going to use
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah, that's a bad, terrible deal. Oh. The interest rates are awful.
But like, then there's like Lindsay Lohan who was like, oh my god, this is awesome.
I can buy as much stuff as I wanted. Drugs and dicks.
I better go check it out just to see what it's about. What and she never came back.
She never came back. She's still in the store.
She
works there now.
That's so funny.
Who's, isn't like Miley Cyrus probably supposed to go there next?
They just sent her card.
Did they?
They sent her a card. Miley, choose wisely. You could go.
See, I'm actually. I run a store as well. If you want to come,
we live check in the out same house.
If you want to come,
come over, Miley Cyrus.
I want to come over, Miley Cyrus.
Or you could go to Drugs and Dicks and ruin your life.
You just go to
who else
house.
Went there? This is fun.
Who went to Drugs?
Who went
and
to
Dicks?
Drugs and Dicks?
I'm afraid for Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez. She might go to drugs.
I really
why
don't
are
want
you?
Her to.
Do you hold her at a high standard?
I do. I think she's very pretty and she's a talent. She's a treat.
Wow, this is getting creepy. Is Lindsay Lohan the like the top level of Drugs and Dicks? As in like
I think
their
so.
Frequent?
Yes.
Charlie Sheen went to that store for a while.
Drugs and Dicks.
But he pulled out of it like easily. Like.
I don't think he did. I think he's still in it, but no one really cares.
No one cares.
Yeah.
That could be.
Or he wears it well.
Did he really go
yeah.
to the Dicks part?
Lindsay Lohan.
Lilu Dallas?
Lilu.
She did not go to Drugs and Dicks. You take that back.
Yeah, you're right. She's on her, like, seventh Resident Evil.
No, I mean the real Lilu Dallas.
Oh, she definitely did.
The real Lilu Dallas. In real life. This dragon in real life.
What was I saying?
Drugs and Dicks. Drugs and Dicks.
Oh, Lindsay Lohan. Lilu. She...
Yeah.
Was like... She was like aborted from movies. Like...
Aborted?
There was... Yeah. Like, that's the best way to say it. Is like, they were like, we can't work with you because you are terrible. Like,
yeah.
You're terrible at being a person.
Yeah.
And you will be a terrible actress. But like, Charlie Sheen has had a TV show. He's stuck with the TV show forever. Like... Got a reality show, got a radio show.
Got another TV show.
Yeah, got another TV show. It's friggin' crazy.
So, you're saying that people must still be okay with working with him, and so he's not that bad.
Yeah.
I or it's just that when a guy... It might also be that when a guy shops at Drugs and Dicks...
It's not as...
It's okay,
yeah.
And like nobody really cares.
So it's the
but
dicks that
girls...
make him crazy.
Did that sentence just come out of your mouth?
So it's the dicks that make him crazy.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that it's more like she did drugs and she had sex with people. What a slut. We can't have her in movies anymore. But when Charlie Sheen does it, it's like, oh, how cool.
Oh, he's a movie star.
Exactly.
Badass.
It's fucking double standard bullshit.
To be fair, I think I don't really follow celebrity stuff at all, but it feels like Lindsay Lohan has really just driven that store home while Charlie Sheen like had some period where it seemed like it did. Maybe he hasn't completely left the store, but it seems like he... I don't know.
You know who used to frequent that store and I have great respect for? Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he was like, like terrible.
Oh, he's
oh yeah,
yeah. And then all of a sudden, he was like, "I'm never going."
He
to that
had
store
a platinum
again.
Card, and yeah. He was like,
"Yeah." But to Matt's point, so he's way back.
Yeah,
and he's like one of the most
he founded that store
guys.
He's co-founder of that store. So it was like Bruce Willis, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone had Planet Hollywood. Robert Downey Jr. went on his own venture
and
for
started
drugs
and
dicks.
Yep.
I hope he listens to this.
I told,
as
yeah.
affiliated with Urban Outfitters.
Yeah. Drugs and Dicks and Urban Outfitters. It's the area in the back of the Urban Outfitters. This is just a tent that someone set up back there.
Come to my store. It's in Urban Outfitters.
Where? Way in the back.
No. It's in Dick's Sporting Goods. It's in the tent section. Oh my god, I want to start selling drugs out of a tent in Dick's Sporting Goods.
That's not a bad idea.
And put it on, like, business cards.
Drugs in Dick's.
Like Motel 6, we'll leave the door open.
We'll leave all the doors open.
We'll leave all the doors open. Such a downy coat.
Do you use Downy on it?
I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all. sorry.
That's how Matt describes his pubic hair.
Yep, just so you know.
A downy coat.
Downy coat. It
keeps me warm in the winter.
You guys have kept this going by putting your hard-earned dollars into You Bet It's In Yet.
Yeah.
If without your donations, we couldn't make this podcast every week.
We'd like to thank all of our investors.
Yes.
We could use more investors.
So tell a friend. That's your homework this week.
Your homework assignment
is to tell
is tell them about when I talked about my penis face.
Yes.
Is that staying? I guess that stayed
what,
in.
Penis face?
Well, it might not.
But penis face has to. Okay. Well, no, it could be like David Duchovny and Nickel Nips.
What?
David Duchovny and Nickel Nips.
David Duchovny.
Wait, did we talk about David Duchovny?
No.
Oh, now we did.
You're just thinking about him.
No, what was the one, the person that we were supposed to, that we mentioned? Jeff Goldblum, sorry.
David Duchovny, yeah,
Jeff
yeah.
Goldblum.
They're pretty different.
Yeah, okay? They are.
But now I don't know, I can see you mixing the two
see?
Up.
See? Right? Right?
Never!
Kind of.
They are not the same at all.
Kind of tall, lean faces, dark hair.
But David Duchovny's like
both
a
the X-Files.
Sex symbol, and Jeff Goldblum's a nerd.
Wait, you think Jeff Goldblum isn't a sex symbol?
Have you seen
well,
him? Talk about Mac computers.
I don't know. One look at his abs and poof.
Did you see him in The Life Aquatic?
That's true.
More so anyway, tell a friend about Jeff Goldblum and David Duchovny is what we were saying, right?
Tell a friend about David Duchovny and Jeff Goldblum and then have those friends tell David Duchovny and Jeff Goldblum about our podcast.
Yes, yes. There we go. That was what we were getting at.
Yes.
Thank you.
I wonder if they hang out. You think they hang out?
Maybe. They could. You bet it's
I think
yet.
I'd be more likely to hang out with
Jillian?
No. Who was the two guys we were talking about?
Jeff Goldblum and
Jeff Goldblum. He's the one I would hang out with. Probably more likely than for me to.
Really quick, guess who?
Courtney Cox.
Jillian Anderson.
David Duchovny.
Those
are terrible.
So bad at this. All right. Until next time, tell all your friends about You Bet It's In Yet.
Tell all of your friends and tell them to tell their friends because we know that you don't.
And then Taking Back Sunday. I'll
pay it forward.
Tell all your friends.
So will you tell all your friends?
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
You don't like Taking Back Sunday?
Not really.
TBS, bro.
They don't make me mad, though.
TBS.
She said don't!
Yeah, that makes me mad.
Oh.
But in general, as a band, they don't make me mad. I just don't like
it. So what you're saying is...
As always.
Same song, I'm back, been around the world, roam. Manson girls that dance with girls from Club Cheetah, the Club Amnesia, the Peanuts in LA, bubbling in Dublin, can't deny me. Why would you want to?